It's time now for the business spotlight here on the WMAY newsfeed, sponsored today by SIU Center for Family Medicine. Melissa Schlater is with us. She's a dietitian and nutritionist, and we're talking about diabetes and weight management. Melissa, welcome, and thank you for being here with us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's begin by just talking in some basic terms. What do we mean by diabetes? What is it? What impact does it have on the human body?
Diabetes, particularly type 2 diabetes, starts with something called insulin resistance, where the body's just not able to use the hormone insulin efficiently to move glucose from the blood into the cells of the body as fuel.
And so one of the tactics that you utilize here to help patients keep this under control is weight management. Why is that such an important part of the overall treatment and care of someone with diabetes?
Well, I think weight management is important for all people, in particular for the 37 million Americans that live with diabetes, or the 96 million Americans who live with prediabetes. Weight loss is very important to reduce insulin resistance, to lower blood sugar, to prevent disease progression. So if someone has prediabetes, maybe we can halt that by some weight loss, or someone already has pre-existing type 2 diabetes, some weight loss would certainly improve their situation as far as blood sugar control and reducing their risk for comorbidities and, you know, chronic disease.
Well, I know full well the challenges of weight management. I've battled it my whole life. Fortunately, I have avoided diabetes so far and would certainly like to continue that. Does weight management pose a particular challenge for someone with diabetes? Is there a different strategy for it? Is it more difficult for someone who already has that condition, or as you noted, perhaps has prediabetes?
I think many people with type 2 diabetes and prediabetes are already overweight. And so many people have already tried many diets and many attempts at weight loss. Sometimes those attempts are sound and sometimes not. There's never a quick fix. So sometimes there's some burnout that comes with trial and error in the frame of weight loss. And we here at SIU School of Medicine, for our patients who are established or new, do offer a weight loss program. We use an intensive behavior therapy approach. Our program is staffed by physicians, nurse practitioners, counselors, and registered dietitians. And in that, we hope to help people with some success. Patients may meet with a dietitian up to 22 visits if they qualify.
We're talking with Melissa Schlater, dietitian and nutritionist with the SIU Center for Family Medicine. When you talk about behavior modification, can you elaborate a bit on that? How does that work, and what sorts of habits are you trying to instill in people?
I think mindfulness is important, and to empower patients with the knowledge of, you know, what is a proper portion, what is a well-balanced plate, what are healthy choices when you're grocery shopping, and just kind of downplaying some of the falsities that, you know, people may pick up with quick fix diets, letting them know that it's not always about the food, that they may also need to address, you know, some lifestyle changes, maybe remove some barriers through some counseling with some of our behavior therapists. So I think some of that all goes into play.
One of the really great things about this, of course, is that, and I've seen this happen with members of my own family, that if you can get those pounds off, you can actually reduce and perhaps even eliminate your dependence on insulin as a treatment for diabetes.
Yes. So people that are obese, and in particular obese with diabetes, have other chronic health disease, spend on average about $1,500 more each year on their personal health medications and visits to the doctor.
So how does someone actually seek out your services? Do they have to be referred from their own family physician? Can they contact you directly? How do they start that process?
So we see patients that are new or established or new or current with family community medicine at SIU by referral from their physician or nurse practitioner. They can see the dietitians for weight loss management and diabetes management. We offer the specialty weight loss clinic, as I mentioned, and also diabetes individual and group classes.
And is there a sort of an average in terms of the length of care? Does someone get into this program for 3 months, 6 months, sort of indefinitely? Does it just vary from person to person?
Well, the intensive weight loss clinic, you know, it's intended to go, we hope, for about a year for a patient. Not all patients will make it that far. It really kind of depends what's going on in their life and their commitment and their available time. But like I mentioned, there's up to 22 visits with a registered dietitian. Our doctors and nurse practitioners see patients pretty regularly throughout the process. It is not a surgical program. So this is just educating, encouraging, and letting us help coach our patients, you know, through this process is really dear to us. So,
Melissa Schlater, dietitian and nutritionist with the SIU Center for Family Medicine. If you would, again, please tell people how they can reach SIU Family Medicine to learn more about and perhaps start this process.
We can call our main number at 217-545-8000 or stop by our location at 520 North 4th Street here in Springfield, Illinois.
Also, more details online at siumed.org. Melissa, thank you so much for joining us here. It's the Business Spotlight on the WMAY News Feed.